What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey, I'm Sarah. When planning our home birth, my husband Matthew and I were really frustrated by the lack of empowering and honest home birth resources. So we created this podcast to start a new conversation for moms and families like us. This is Doing It at Home. Hey guys, welcome to the Doing It at Home podcast. I am Sarah Bivens, and hanging out with me is my off-the-grid, man-without-a-phone husband, Matthew Bivens. Matthew, hello.
I don't know if I could say hello. I got to do sign language or something because...
Without a phone, you don't know how to communicate?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm donezo.
So please give some context as to why I called you man without a phone.
All right, I hope there is an LG rep listening to this right now because you can help me out. You can help a brother out. So I have the LG G4 and it has this issue that you can go and Google search. It's called the boot loop error.
Boot loop. Hashtag boot loop.
Hashtag boot loop. Hashtag boot loop sucks. Hashtag boot loop sucks 2017. Hashtag.
Hashtag first world problems.
Yes, seriously. Well, what happened is the phone just shut off. We're listening to Pandora. We're jamming out in the car, and the phone just crapped out on me. So I had to ship the phone over to LG for them to fix it. And in the meantime, I'm phoneless. I'm off the grid. It's kind of cool.
Is it liberating?
I guess so. Yeah, it's kind of liberating. Mm. Yeah.
It might also be nice you kind of get out of certain things. Like, sorry, guys, don't have a phone.
I can't do
text
that
you back.
Very important thing I was supposed to do.
Because you have a group of friends that like to send like 100+ text messages when you guys get going on your threads.
That's because they're talking about a bachelor
party. You get to skip out on that.
Yeah, which is the hilarity I get to miss out
on.
So, yeah, no phone. So if LG people out there, hit me up. Hello@DIAHpodcast. Send me an email that says, hey, I can hook you up with an LG G4 and...
We'll love you forever.
Yeah, we'll love you forever.
Cool.
All right, cool.
Well, since we're just talking about our lives for a minute, let's continue this. We've had an interesting week over the past week. We had my mom visiting in town, which was awesome.
Yes.
She got to see her grandbaby and hang out and cook for us and do laundry and all that awesome stuff. And we really appreciate her.
We do.
And in the midst of that, we had... a shitty situation, you could say.
Yeah.
We live on a septic. Would you say live on a septic tank? No, we have a septic tank.
We have a septic tank.
Okay, you can tell you.
We have.
You can tell how much I know about this stuff.
I didn't
even really know what a septic tank was until last week.
It's where your poop goes.
I get it now, and clearly because it was on my lawn.
Yeah, our septic tank was full. We didn't even know we had one, so it started to deposit its contents onto our backyard.
Oh, God.
And so we had to call in the Calvary, and they came in with tractors and they dug up the yard, and we still have half a backyard that's all dug up, and you got this red Georgia clay everywhere. So yeah, it was fun.
Crazy experience. It makes me think of you see National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
You know I've seen it.
Okay, well, we haven't watched it together, so when he's like, Merry Christmas, the shitter was full, and he's emptying out the bathroom of the RV. That's just all I kept thinking about this whole week. So, yeah it's been interesting.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
So on to less smellier things.
Okay, yes, way less smellier things. Listener emails, yeah, which we love, and they're actually picking up recently.
Flowing.
I mean, daily I just get like a thank you or a home birth story or whatever, and I love them all. So please do not stop sending them. We personally respond to every single email we get.
Yes,
when
we do.
Email us at hello@diahpodcast.com. And we're also accessible via Instagram,
mm-hmm,
and Facebook, so you can message us on there or, you know, tag us doing it at home and hit us up. So Instagram is at DIAH podcast, and then Facebook is just doing it at home is the name of our page. So this email today is from Brianna, and she sent a really great email. It's a little longer, but I'll take a minute and I'll read it for you, and then we'll
give
a little dialogue about it. And
give a one sentence context. So, like, Brianna sent this email to share her birth story,
yes,
experience.
So it is part. It's part of her first birth experience,
yeah,
and she's currently pregnant with baby number two. So that's,
yeah,
where she's at. That's the setup for you, listener. Okay, me. Sarah and Matthew, I love your podcast. I just found you guys a couple of weeks ago and can't seem to get enough of it. I'm thrilled to find so much positivity surrounding home birth and even natural birthing in general. I'm constantly reading birth stories and watching videos, so now I get to hear about them too. My husband and I have a wonderful 16-month-old daughter, Audrey. I love that name, by the way.
It was a nice name.
And we are also expecting our second daughter. I'm due June 16th. We are planning a home birth, and I am thrilled. We had planned to have a water birth with Audrey at a local birth center. I labored with her beautifully at home for a while, then arrived to the birthing center already dilated to 6 centimeters. The rest is a very long story. I got to 10 just fine, but ended up pushing for longer than I have ever heard of. I pushed and pushed from about 1 a.m. all through the night. The midwife finally said she thought the hospital might be the best place for me at that point. I mean, I can imagine, probably exhausted.
Yeah.
The last thing I wanted to hear, but I was so beyond exhausted at this point that I was close to passing out. I knew she may be right. I got to the hospital and the staff hurried to get me hooked up and on the bed. They looked at me all pale with closed eyes and told me my only option was an epidural because I needed to rest. I thought, what? Don't they know I've been at 10 and pushing all night, that my water has broken, that I have been able to literally feel her head for hours, but I just can't seem to get her out. Oh, I can only imagine. Okay. Unable to fully voice these thoughts, my kind husband asked if there was any other option. He told them that an epidural was simply not something we had wanted. They told us no. They never even checked me, that I can remember. So, though we never actually said the word yes, they told the anesthesiologist to go and get the needle ready. I asked if I could go to the bathroom. The nurses helped me in there, and my husband Joe came as well. During the whole transfer to the hospital, I had kept my eyes shut and prayed with everything in me to not push. My contractions seemed to have lessened because of this and all the craziness. When I sat on that toilet, though, and thought about everything that was happening and also how much I hated needles, I reached deep inside into the 1 ounce of strength I had left and started to push. It was only then that one of the nurses reached down and was shocked to feel Audrey's head. She exclaimed, "She's crowning! She can do this!" And my sweet hubby literally broke down into tears next to me. He said, "You can do this, babe. Just don't give up. I know you can do this. Keep pushing. We can avoid all of this if you just keep going." Well, if my whole body feeling beyond done and ready to birth our baby wasn't enough of a motivator, hearing my husband plead with me like that, full of concern and love, certainly was.
Wow.
The nurses were cheering me on, helping me into all kinds of different positions, doing whatever they could to help the process. I was amazed at how accepting they were of my desire for a natural birth. Maybe an hour passed of more pushing when the nurses called the doctor in. I had stated in my birth plan that I did not want to do the whole purple pushing thing. Yet here I was in a hospital with people helping hold me up because I had no strength and a doctor telling me to push with all that I had.
Do you know what purple pushing is?
Yeah, so purple pushing is the, like, so Matt, you know, your face.
It's like the straining, every single thing you have.
And it's that, you know, the purple pushing is implying that your face is going purple from pushing. So I had a couple of those, you know.
I've never heard of that.
So there's purple pushing, and then there's basically where you let the contractions kind of move the baby through, and you do less pushing to just, you know, baby exits that way.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Purple pushing is very rigorous pushing, I would say.
Yeah.
Okay, so she stated that she didn't want to do the whole purple pushing thing, but here she was. Doctors are holding her up, and she's pushing with all she had, and the doctor's saying, you know, give it all you got. I literally pushed so hard near the end that my nose started to bleed from the pressure.
What?
Oh, my gosh. This only caused my mom and husband more concern, of course. I can't imagine, Brianna. That would freak me out too, girl. Okay, at this moment, the doctors tell me that I have the following choices: a vacuum or an episiotomy. My mother, who birthed 2 of her 3 daughters naturally, immediately encouraged the latter. I consented with one last plea to the Lord. I told him, "I don't have any strength left. Can you push for me? Please help my baby to be okay. I need you, Lord. Be my strength." Through all of this, there were moments that I truly thought that I or the baby may not make it. Joe told me he wondered the same. But after that last plea, God put a song in my heart. The lyrics played over and over in my mind, though I hadn't heard it in years. The comforting visual it gave me was that I was not alone. God showed me a picture of Jesus walking up a hill with me, so I imagined the next contractions as hills that we walked together. That's such cool. A beautiful picture. With that and an episiotomy later, out came my precious baby girl.
Woo.
I had dreaded them saying the word C-section the whole time, and even though my recovery was brutal, it says here in parentheses that she ended up with 3rd or 4th degree tearing all the way to the sphincter on top of the episiotomy. I was literally torn in half. Oh, my vagina feels for you. I feel that on a very real level. I was just eternally grateful that God had answered all of our prayers. We had our baby girl. We had a natural birth in the end, though not without an intervention after all. But we were all alive and healthy. On top of everything, though, the doctor said my iron levels were low enough to be called anemic, which means my extreme fatigue that lasted over the next couple of days as I tried to build that back up. So let's see. She said, "Sorry, I'm long-winded. I thought my story might work for your show and possibly be even better if I waited until I get to experience the home birth we're planning. I've always known I wanted to have my children naturally. Ever since I heard my mom talking to my aunts about the natural births they had as I was growing up, I was awestruck by the strength it must take." Sorry, I'm getting tripped up. "And just knew I wanted to say that I had done it too. Since my current midwife says it sounds like my problem pushing Audrey out was her big head, 14 inches. Is that what that says? 14.
That's what it says.
Sheesh. Okay. And my petite body, tight muscles, there seems to be no reason at all that this next labor and birth shouldn't be absolutely beautiful and at home where I am most comfortable."
Mm.
Even if I get to share this story with you two and nothing else, I hope it brings joy and encouragement. Audrey lights up every room she walks into and smiles at the world. She's our little miracle baby indeed. God bless you guys. Keep up the awesome work.
Woo! Brianna.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
There's a lot of really amazing things about that story.
I just visualized her in the bathroom, purple pushing, mm-hmm. with a crowd of nurses mm-hmm. cheering her on and her husband. Dude, like, you can do it. You got to do this.
I think it's awesome about those nurses. Shout out to those nurses to support and hold that space for her for an hour.
Yeah.
You know, it says it's not like she's just like, hang on. I can push this baby out. Just give me 1 second. I mean, it was a joint collective effort of everyone. And for, I think that speaks to Brianna and her husband and just how they showed up, that obviously there was a trust in the room that she knew what she was doing with her body and could birth the baby naturally, and that they didn't have to go because they, you know, needle was on deck. So something was either said or unsaid as far as the space in that room that they let her proceed with that route. And I think that's awesome.
That's super cool.
I think that's people really stepping up and seeing the needs of the patient or whoever it is. You know, I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, I don't know, for me, it makes me think of the strength on display, the strength of you women on full display to be that exhausted, pushing from 1 a.m. all the way through the night, totally burnt out, totally done, get into the hospital, and then needs to muster up even more strength, more courage. Mm. That's incredible.
It really is. Brianna, you're a rock star, and I know that this is hitting a lot of other mommies who are listening on certain levels, whether it was, you know, you had some complications that you didn't foresee in your birth and, you know, you were transferred and what that experience is like. And then the purple pushing, the nosebleed, the extreme tear, all of that. I mean, there's so many, I want to say great things. Those are great things. I mean, it's what makes her story, right? You know, every story is beautiful and unique. And I was just talking to someone about this the other day, how honored I am that people entrust us with their stories. I mean, these are such precious moments for some people, the most transformative, intimate, connected in their lives.
Yeah.
And they're letting us, you know, handle them to put them out into the world. You know, it's like, it's almost as if they're trusting us with their children. And I'm just so grateful that some of these emails like Brianna's are just out there. Like, hey, I've never talked to you before in my life. I've heard you a few times. You sound kind of cool and like you're a semi-normal person. Let me just share my most intimate experience with you in full detail so that others can be inspired from it. That is badass.
It is.
That is really cool and really bold and brave. And I applaud all of you listeners who have reached out in the past and you, Brianna, for this email. So keep them coming, please. I'm just so full of gratitude. I'm all full of like warm and fuzzies right now just because this is awesome. This is what we, you know, when we set out to do this show, it was really just documenting our process and our experience for us, you know, kind of for posterity, for fun. And then also we have marketing minds. So we were like, wait, other people can benefit from this. Let's put our story out there. And then somehow along the road, it evolved to, wait, let's share other people's stories. Like, you know, we can talk all day and that's cool. And we'll still do that. But let's let other people have the mic and let's create this platform for other women to share and empower other people. And it's created this whole new life of its own.
Yeah, and what I love about these stories in particular is that everyone is unique and beautiful, and whether or not the mom's experience was challenging or more effortless than they might have thought or didn't go the way they planned or went exactly the way they planned, like there's beauty in all of them, there's lessons in all of them, there's inspiration in all of them, and just like you said, I definitely feel feel grateful to all you moms and dads and partners out there who reach out to us and share your stories with us. And I just think Brianna's story is badass. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's super cool. It's like when you experience something like that, I mean, what can faze you after that? Nothing can touch you.
I like that you said that. And I think for any moms out there, you've birthed a baby. Whichever way you chose to birth the baby, you've brought a life into this world. And how, like you just said, how anything could come up against you, it doesn't. Like nothing comes up against you when you've gone through that type of experience. And I remind myself of that when I'm faced with something that I'm afraid of or I'm feeling self-conscious about. It's like, wait, I birthed a beautiful baby into this world. And I did that. And with the love and support of others, like, nothing can touch me. Like, I got this. Whatever this is, like this will go away. It's fine.
Yeah, whatever the challenge, whatever. I mean, for dads and partners out there, you know, like myself, I wasn't the one who was pushing. You were. But there's an insane amount of trust and surrender and love and support that goes in being that role. So for us as well, when we're sitting faced with something that just is testing us on all these different levels, it's like, wait a minute. I was a supreme man of surrender.
Ooh,
we could work.
The real superhero.
Right. As you look at me with that stare, but
you dress as Comic-Con or Dragon-Con. That could be your outfit.
Okay.
Supreme Tangent. Surrender man.
Please explain to me what that costume looks like.
You're the mastermind. You're the creative.
Well, as I was saying, you know. Us partners, you know, there was a lot of surrender and understanding that there's nothing we can do in this moment. And that's something that no one can take away.
Right.
And so when we're faced with other circumstances in life, we can tap back into that and say, wow, you know what? I was able to rise up and be powerful and be courageous. I mean, there's a lot of courage that goes on with the partners as well. Yeah. So, you know, Brianna's husband, with all the encouragement he was giving her, it's just cool. There's beauty and, like I said, lessons and takeaways. For everyone.
Yes. Yes. I like that. I see a potential episode on that. The drawing from your birth experience to empower you and embolden you in other experiences life. Like, wait, a potential client or, you know, a business deal or speaking in front of a large group of people. Like, that's freaking me out when I did this.
Oh, and for folks who are choosing home birth.
Right.
You get, you know, you might be hit with all sorts of judgment. And that's a great opportunity to not give a crap what other people think about you. And that's something that, I don't know, if you're like me, that's something to remember and to continue to apply
throughout
life.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Brianna. Thank you, and love and blessings to you, Joe, yes. And Audrey, and baby number two on the way. So for those of you who have been captured by Brianna's story, as we have, we plan to speak with her after baby number two arrives.
Yes, we will.
And get more of her story, so stay tuned for that. And if you've been touched by this and you want to know more about Brianna's story or you have questions for her, reach out to us with them, and we'll get in touch with her and give you that, you know, if there was something about it that resonated with you or you had a similar experience and you just want to connect with a mama on that, let us be your conduits for connection on that.
And lastly, if you have a birth story that you want to share and maybe you're not feeling comfortable to come on and speak with us on the podcast, but you want to write and tell us, just like Brianna did, yeah, that'd be awesome. And we don't have to share it on the air if you don't want us to, but we would love to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can email us at hello@diahpodcast.com. Or a lot of folks have been connecting with Sarah through Instagram.
Yes.
So just @diahpodcast. And we would love to connect with you.
Yes, yes. Although you will not be able to connect with Matthew on the phone because he is phoneless.
No one's going to be calling or texting me for the next, I don't know how long.
Mystery man.
Man of mystery.
All right, y'all. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We love you all. And peace, blessings, and have a great week.
Yes, peace.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.